there was a plan which is himself announced, asking people to asking the public to join him. They go and storm the offices of KCCA and put themselves inside. We thought it was not a good development because it has the potential to cause the chaos in the city. We asked him to use the proper means to access the office if he so wants to do so, but not to cause violence. And he insisted that he is going to go. We even have intelligence information that he had planted people all across the city to mobilize. They even got people from outside Kampala to come and mobilize for continuous reaction across the city. So he could not allow that. That's why he intended to cut out some preventive measures.
The Speaker of Parliament has ordered the police to, if you won't release him, to allow for him and his wife to access food and medication. Are you respecting that order from the Speaker?
You know, even the assertion that he cannot access food and medication is a false. Because how can we do that? If his lawyers are visiting him, his relatives are coming, the friends are coming, what do you mean by accessing medication? Because ideally, we have even not stopped him from coming out. What we are only saying is that if he's coming out, then he should be going to do other businesses, not actually moving his profession in Sudan because the confusion in the city. But regarding the because the direction is not yet got it, I know that when my bosses get it, they will make a reaction.
Is the Lord Mayor being detained by the police at his home? Because the report says he is not being allowed to move freely as he wants and that he's being prevented from getting out of his house.
No, not at all. He's actually free to move out if he's simply moving to go and do businesses, not aimed at causing confusion in the city. He's very, very free. We are only saying that if he wants to cut out processions, demonstrations, and attacks, the office, as we had actually informed the general public, then we are not allowing that. Our concern is simply the violence, and what we are doing is monitoring his movement, not necessarily blocking him from moving out.
So do you monitor his movement by surrounding his house? That is my question.
We have not surrounded his house. We simply have some officers near his residence monitoring his movement. He is not surrounded his house at all.
So you are basically denying that he's not being prevented from going out of his house, but simply if he is going to incite people to violence, then the police will act.
That is it. So that is exactly what I'm saying.